Penn State announced the university will return to on-campus classes this fall, even as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, some faculty don't think in-person teaching will be safe and are calling on the university for more information about how its plans will work.
In my ideal pre-COVID world, I would much rather teach face-to-face.
Esther Prinz is a professor of education at Penn State. She says teaching in person is more dynamic. It means interacting with students. But even with precautions like face masks, the idea of bringing tens of thousands of students back to Penn State's campuses seems like a huge risk to her.
Given the current circumstances, I don't see any way to do that safely, even with a small class.
Prinz is one of the professors who drafted a letter to the university administration. They are calling for letting faculty decide whether classes should be taught in person or online, and they want job security for staff and non-tenured faculty. As of Tuesday evening, about 875 faculty had signed the petition, along with 300 grad students and others. Among them is Leland Glenna, professor of rural sociology and science, technology, and society. Like others, he'd rather get back to the classroom, but he's concerned.
The reality is that if people are going to be coming back here from all over the country, all over the world, really, depending on how far people might be traveling, it's hard to imagine that we won't have people coming back with COVID infections. And I'm not yet convinced that the testing and tracing plan is adequate.
The university has said it will have a program in place for testing people who are symptomatic and those who've been in contact with them. But Glenna would like to see widespread testing. He notes that at some universities, football players who weren't symptomatic were found to have COVID-19 and were isolated.
I think we need something similar for all the students, faculty, and staff if we're going to do this thing right.
And Glenna wants more details about Penn State's plans. He thinks if the semester has to be kept online to keep people safer, that's what should happen.
If there is a plan in place that can make it safe to teach in person, I would be delighted because I would prefer to do that.
Penn State says classes of more than 250 students will be moved online. A spokesman said classrooms are still being studied to accommodate social distancing. And he said individuals who feel like they can't perform their duties should work with supervisors to see if adjustments can be made.
Even if you practice social distance indoors, even if you're 6 feet away, the fact that you're breathing in circulated air is a risk.
Michelle Rodino-Colicino is an associate professor of media studies. She says she loves face-to-face teaching and meeting with students.
And making it feel like a small campus experience. Like, that's one of our mottos, even in the Belisario College of Comm where I teach. It's like big campus, small campus experience. But given the fact that that small campus experience has deadly risk associated with it, no, I do not want to teach in person in a classroom.
As president of the American Association of University Professors at Penn State, Rodino Colicino's position is that faculty have the right to decide whether to teach online or in person. And she and others point to risks beyond the classroom. Students live in close quarters, they have friends, and go to restaurants and bars. Rodino Colicino says she saw young people lined up outside a downtown restaurant bar the day it reopened.
If you're going to be drinking beer, you got to take your mask off to drink. You got to take your mask off even if you're just drinking water and eating, which I assume people are going to be doing. So it's going to be hard.
Like many universities, Penn State will end in-person classes with a Thanksgiving break. That could help miss a second wave of COVID-19 and avoid having students travel, then return to campus. According to the Chronicle of Higher Ed, so far 65% of colleges and universities being tracked are planning for in-person classes this fall. Penn State says there will be plans for classes to move online if needed, and a spokesman said a number of factors could lead to changes, including an increase in coronavirus cases. But the university did not say what number of cases would trigger that switch.
I think it's a petri dish.
Michael Berube is the Edwin Earl Sparks Professor of Literature.
I think you're going to have so many people in enclosed spaces for hours at a time, day after day after day. And as a country, we haven't come up with anything even remotely like a reliable testing and contact tracing system. Penn State, I'm sure, will do what it can, but I think we're in very dangerous waters.
Berube thinks individual faculty and departments should be the ones making the decisions about classes. For some, like those in the arts or who work in labs or with animals, there's no substitute, but others could teach online.
I certainly hope the deans and department heads make the same acknowledgement that faculty have this right to, you know, basically not jeopardize their lives for the sake of in-person instruction.
Organizers of the petition say so far the university administration has not addressed their concerns. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU. WPSU intern Andrew Destin contributed to this report.